These are some of the pictures. As you can see, I like pictures, and I have a saying, I prefer faces than places. And it's a wonderful thing to be a Christian. It's just a wonderful thing to be a Christian. To know that the Lord is working, that the Lord cares for us, that He is working in our lives, and we must trust in Him, especially in the days that we are living, because we are living in a very difficult days, really, very, very difficult days. And I would like to share with you something from God's Word that has encouraged my own life as I walk with the Lord. Please, if you open your Bibles in Psalm chapter 52, just a thought that has really helped me as I walk with the Lord. Psalm 52, in verse 7 till verse 9. Lo, this is the man that made not God his strength, but trusted in the abundance of his riches, and strengthened himself in his wickedness. But I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the mercy of God forever and ever. I will praise thee forever, because thou hast done it, and I will wait on thy name, for it is good before thy saint. I would like just to, I'm going to try to explain myself with this thought. Here in the States, you can see many, many t-shirts with words. You can have many t-shirts with words. Some years ago, in one of our visits, we saw a young man who had a t-shirt that says, "If I am broken, do not fix me." And I thought, who wants to be broken and not to be fixed? If I am broken, do not fix me. When I saw that, I thought, I know somebody that can fix you if you are broken. But you see the world, how it's going. They show what they really believe. And there are three sins that you put them together in the world that we are living, and it's a powerful bomb situation. Three sins that you put them together, and it's going to get very complicated. The first is pride. The pride. The pride says, I'm going to do it because I wanted to do it. I am my own God. I'm going to do it because I just wanted to do it. The pride of man. And you can see it and you can feel it everywhere you go. Everywhere you go. The pride destroys a young man. The pride destroys a couple. The pride can destroy a church. The pride that comes and goes behind the door and catches you. And the pride of man. A pride that says, I'm not going to believe in God. I'm not going to be fixed by God. If I am broken, do not fix me. I like the way I am. The pride of man. The pride. But when you get the pride to a second degree and you have lawlessness, it gets more complicated. I'm going to do it, but without any restrictions at all. Lawlessness. And you see the world how it's going. The pride and lawlessness. I'm going to do it, but without any restrictions at all. And you get another one, sin. Upon this one, it's apathy and indifference. Think about that. How the world is going with all the kinds of sin. And you have the pride and lawlessness and apathy and indifference. I'm going to do it because I want it without any restrictions. And I don't care what other people think. If I am broken, do not fix me. David, he wrote that song because there was a man whose name is Doeg Edomite. He was a very wicked man. The song, you can read it at home in verse 1. It says, "Why boastest thou thyself in mischief, O mighty man?" David saw that man. That man killed 85 priests. And the whole town and the whole children and mothers. He was a very wicked man. And David was sorry for that. He was looking what was happening and he was really sad. But as we go in the world, we see how the world is going around with pride, lawlessness, and indifference, and apathy, and with a t-shirt that is so bold to say, "If I am broken, do not fix me. I like the way I am." But the gospel is different. When the gospel comes to your life, you don't look what is really happening in the world so much. You don't get mad with the darkness. You just turn on the light. When we see how the world is going, we can get very, very complete discouraged. You say, how are we going to go with all this situation? And David says in verse 8, "But I am like a green olive tree in the house of God." He is taking courage, not of what is happening in outside of him. He is really joyful for what is happening inside of him. And he's saying, "I am like an olive tree in the house of God." There were two men in a jail looking for through the window, and one saw stars and the other bars. You can see the world and say there is pride and lawlessness and indifference and apathy and all these sins. But when you turn up to heaven, you are encouraged for what the Lord is doing. He is working. He is really working. He is sitting in his throne and he ruleth. As we always say, he is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, and he holds everything. So we must not get worried, neither discouraged, because the Lord is working. What happens is sometimes in our lives, we are so discouraged for what is happening right here, but we are not able to lift up our eyes to heaven and say, like the psalm, "Where it comes our help? Our help comes from above." If you look up here on the earth, you are going to get very, very discouraged. But if you look up to heaven and say, "My Father is reigning, and he wants for me to be center in the will of God." There, when we arrived to Castellar del Vallès, I joined to a class of pottery. I'm 58 years old, and I just wanted to play with pottery. But I wanted to do some pottery. So I joined to a class. And I went to a class, and the lady, the teacher, told me, this is the most important thing in pottery. You will get the clay, and you will put it in the middle of a wheel. You put your hands and try to center the clay so it will not move. Because if it moves, you could not do anything. You must center the clay in the wheel. I thought, this is an excellent. This is not a pottery class. This is a spiritual class. I am the clay, and I must be center in God's will so that He can work in my life and not be moved by anything, neither by pride, lawlessness, and indifference, and apathy, and all the things that are happening in the world. I am center in God's will. I am still working with that. I have 3 years of pottery class, and I'm trying still to center the clay. I'm 50 years old. I'm still working to be centered in God's will, and His will is His Son, Christ Jesus. We are not going to make it unless Christians must be in the will of God and in the center of God's will. I'm wondering sometime what is happening today, even in Christianity. Where are we going to be? We must be in the center of God's will. His Son. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am pleased. Hear Him. Stay with Him. Love my Son. Do not go around. Do not go around just shoveling like you don't know. We must be centered in the will of God. When you are centered in God's will, there is one thing that happens in the Christian life. You feel the presence of the Lord working in your life. You can feel it. You can feel how the Lord is the Alpha and the beginning and the end, and put His hands not only sowing in the ministry, not only sowing in the ministry, helping this, helping the other one, and no, He's working inside of you. But it's different. There are three things you can see the Lord working. He works outside, He works inside, and He's working above. So when you are centered in God's will, you feel the hands of God upon your life. And to feel the hand of God in your life is the most wonderful gift a Christian can have. You can say with liberty, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. I don't want to go anywhere outside of your dear Son, who gave me your Son, is the one that gave me the significance of life, is my Savior. When you have those things, there are three things that happen instantly. You feel the hands of the Lord working in the will. It's amazing how it moves. Never stops. Never stops. And you are praying to the Lord, Lord, bring me to the center. Let me ask you this. I don't know you, but we are Christians. Let me ask you this with all my liberty. Are you centered in God's will? Do you feel the presence of the Lord? The hands of the Lord in your life? It's a very important thing. Because I don't want to be outside. I want to be completely center so that the Lord will work in my life. We sing that song. You are the potter, I am the clay. Do whatever you want, Lord. And the Lord said, yes, I'm going to put you right there so I can work with you. Three things happen when you feel the presence of the Lord. One is that you can trust in Him. Christians are known for people that trust in the Lord. I was 10 years old when I trusted the Lord. When I came here to the States for a Bible training, it was, I'm trusting the Lord. Trust like you have been doing. If things are going to get worse, what are you going to do? To trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. It is not an easy thing. You must put your confidence in God. I remember one time we came here to the States and we went to Gettysburg with my family. Two daughters, Irene and Elizabeth, 7 years old and 5. We went to Gettysburg to a place named Little Round Top, something like that. So there was a big rock there, and I took my daughter and I put them upon the rock. And I said to her, jump. It was really very high. And I thought she was not going to jump, but she really did. She trusted her father, and she just went flying. Well, I was like that to catch her. There was a family coming with us, and they took a picture of that. And they developed the picture. After a week, they sent me the picture. And it's a wonderful picture. My daughter is just flying, and I'm like that. And in the back of the picture, they wrote a note saying, this is trust. You trust in God, in the word of a father that said to his daughter, jump. And the daughter said, I'm going to jump because the everlasting arms, said the prophet, are holding completely our lives. We must not fear. God is strong enough. He will fulfill His word that says, I love you and I will care for you. I will work with you. Tenderly, lovingly. I have not come to your life to destroy you. It's amazing, by my pottery teacher, sometimes he said, you need to destroy this. And I said, well, I have done it. He said, yeah, but we need to destroy it. We need to open it half so they will see if you have done it right. I said, but it's beautiful, this. I said, I have done it. You need to destroy it. It's amazing. It's like, boom, for another one. No, God does not come to destroy us. He loves us. He works. He said, you need to trust of what I am doing. Sometimes we do not understand God, how He works. But we must trust that He knows the best for our lives, the best for our churches, the best for God's people. He says, I'm working. Yes, I'm working. Yeah, there is pride and lawlessness and indifference and apathy, but I am working. You need to trust. When you trust in the Lord, comes you wait in Him. That's the second thing. Oh, you wait. You wait on the Lord. Our Christian lives is a waiting life. We just wait. Sometimes the Lord said, you don't. Have you experienced that as father, mother, to say to your children, just be quiet, stay there, don't move. Stay there, don't move. Yeah. And it's very difficult for the children. Just stay there. Do not move. I'm going to do it. Stay there. You need to wait. And sometimes it's just a wonderful thing to see how the Lord, as we wait, He said, I am God. Be quiet. Wait in me. Stay there. Trust. While we do that, in the psalm that we have read, it says, I will praise Him for His mercy. It comes the third thing, to praise the Lord. Just 1 minute, and I'm done. We need to praise the Lord, yes. As He works in our lives, we can say, yes, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. But the Lord is my shield. The Lord is my strength. The Lord is my light. The Lord is my bread, my refuge, my friend. The Lord is my Savior. There is not another thing that I need. I only need You, Lord. And I will praise You as I walk with You, as I wait in You, as I trust in You. Like I can see how He's working tenderly, bringing us to the center of God's will. And one day, the world will be finished because He has promised that the one that started the work, He will bring it to completion. And we don't know how long it's going to take, but He knows what He does. And we must be very encouraged. Although we are seeing all these things, we can look to the window and see the stars, see the throne of God, and saying, yes, I am like an olive tree in the house of God. He has put His hands in our lives, and He ruleth forever and ever. Let me finish with this. Are you centered in God's will? It's a simple question, but it's the question. I think it's the question. Are you centered in God's will? Do you feel the hands of God working in your life so you can trust, wait, and praise Him as He does whatever He wants with our lives? We have a future ahead of us, and things are going to get very complicated. $8 a gallon. Maybe it will be 16 in a year. But that's money. But the other thing, pride, lawlessness, indifference, all these things are going to get dark and dark as we approach to the end. But as we approach to the end, there is light coming from above. There is hope. There is hope because He reigneth, and He reigneth forever. And we are secure in the hands of God. Nobody is going to touch us and pull us out of the love of God. We are secure in His hands. He says, jump, dear children. The everlasting arms are going to hold you as we are moving into another era of darkness. I will be your light, and I will be with you to the end of the life. May the Lord bless you and keep you strong in these last days as we serve the Lord and walk with Him humbly, looking up to heaven, and be encouraged for what the Lord has done and will be done in the future. May the Lord bless you, and thank you for your attendance.